Example I. Exercise 3. Page 54.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about the elderly and their quality of life. Specifically, I believe that we can make changes to improve and extend the lifespans of our elderly. To illustrate my point, I'm going to use Singapore as an example. Let's consider some facts and figures first. On this graph, the horizontal axis shows the year from 2011 to 2021, while the vertical axis shows the percentage of the Singaporean population over 65. The graph shows a clear trend, as over 65s have gone from being around 7% of the population to approximately 13% in that time. So, why is this the case? It has to do with life expectancy, as Singapore has the fifth highest life expectancy in the world. Let's look at some data on life expectancy then. On the screen is a comparison chart which shows the average life expectancy in Singapore in 2011 and in 2021. The yellow bar represents life expectancy in 2011, with an average of around 81. The shaded bar represents the average life expectancy in Singapore 10 years later, when it is around 83. That's a significant increase in just a decade. The rise has been linked to the high quality of healthcare in Singapore and improvements to housing, living conditions, and nutrition. To conclude, I believe there is a lot we can learn from Singaporean society regarding how the elderly should be treated. By providing high quality healthcare, improving housing, and emphasizing good nutrition, we can improve and extend the lives of our elderly population. Thank you for listening.